ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರುಪರಂಪರಾಂ. ಓಂ.
ಪೇಜ್ 138, 14th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್, 7th ವರ್ಸ್.
ಚಿನ್ಮಾತ್ರ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಷಾ ಸರ್ವಾಃ ಸರ್ವದೇಹೇಷು ಬುದ್ಧಯಃ ಮಯಾ ಯಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಪ್ರಕಾಶ್ಯಂತೆ ಸರ್ವಸ್ಯಾತ್ಮಾ ತತೋಹ್ಯಹಂ.
ಇನ್ ದೀಸ್ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್, ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಶೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿ ಚೈತನ್ಯಂ, ದ ಪ್ರೈಮರಿ ಐ, ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೈ ರಿಯಲ್ ನೇಚರ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದಿ ಅಹಂಕಾರ, ದಿಸ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡರಿ ಐ ಆರ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡರಿ ಇಲ್ಯೂಮಿನೇಟರ್. ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ ಟೂ, ಸೆಕೆಂಡರಿ ಐ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ರೈಮರಿ ಐ, ಆರ್ ಹೈಯರ್ ಐ ಅಂಡ್ ಲೋವರ್ ಐ, ಆರ್ ಪ್ರೈಮರಿ ಇಲ್ಯೂಮಿನೇಟರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡರಿ ಇಲ್ಯೂಮಿನೇಟರ್, ಬೋತ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಸಿಮೇಟ್ almost together. That is why we are superimposing the lower eye attributes, ahankara attributes, upon that sakshi chaitanyam. We are superimposing, we are mixing up because of adhyasa, that superimposition. We are facing all problems. Non-existing problems come into existence because of that mixing up, because of superimposition. Superimposition happens because of self-ignorance. Superimposition happens because of self-ignorance. Therefore, one has to differentiate nitya sakshi, anitya ahankara. As many bodies, so many ahankaras, so many reflected consciousnesses. RCs are many, secondary illuminators are many, as many bodies, so many illuminators. Whereas sakshi ekaha advayaha, one sakshi alone appears as many ahankaras, many intellects. All the intellects are nothing but their reflected consciousness only. Buddhi by itself is jadam. In that buddhi medium, the reflected consciousness, chidabhasa, is reflecting. Chidabhasa means reflection. Reflection of not anything but chit. Chitaha abhasaha. Chit. The reflection of that chaitanyam. Chit means chaitanyam. Chaitanyam means consciousness. The consciousness reflecting. In the presence of consciousness, the intellect gets that reflection, and because of that intellect becomes so sentient, because of that intellect start functioning. All its functions happening. Because of that subtle body, gross body, both are inert and they are active because of the blessings of this all-pervading consciousness. One has to understand this. This is a limited buddhi or ahankara is limited, finite, space-wise limitation, time-wise limitation, whereas sakshi chaitanyam is unlimited, locationless. No space-wise limitation, no time-wise limitation. Desha kala vastu paricheda shunyaha. That is my original nature, actual. Because of identification with the body, I am missing my real nature. By Shastra studying, I am again coming to my real nature through Shastra study. That's what we are doing. What we have done until today means until Atma Jnanam, I was mixing up. Mixing up and what is actual. I do not know if there is Atma. I am mixing up with all Tariyama. Unnume Tariyan. I have taken myself as body mind complex. I am wife of so and so, I am husband of so and so, I am father of so and so, I am mother of so and so, I am owner of so and so house. This only we know. Shastra says the whole biography is wrong biography, wrong bio data, wrong address. All of us having what address, you know? Wrong address. That is not our address. Our real original address is Nitya, Shuddha, Buddha, Mukta, Swarupa, Adhishtana, Sarva, Jagat, Adhishtana, Chaitanyam, Sarvatma is my real address. So once you go to wrong address, naturally, what will happen? All problems will come. So come to right address now. Come to the right address. What he wants to say in this, in the Svapna Smriti Adhikaranam Prakaranam, Buddhi Sattve Paricheda Sattvam, Buddhi Abhave Paricheda Abhavaha, Yat Sattve Yat Sattvam Yad Abhave Yad Abhavaha Tatu Tasya Karanam. By the presence of which this finitude, the limitations, insecurity, fear are there. In Jagradavastha you have that presence of buddhi activity, mind activity. In Jagradavastha, buddhi, manasu, chitta, ahankara are functioning. So, ahankara sattve or buddhi sattve, what sattvam? Bhaya sattvam, ashanti sattvam. Ashanti will be there, bhayam will be there. As long as your buddhi, mind is functioning, that's why in Jagradavastha we are having fear. We are having insecurity. We are having limitation. We are having unhappiness in Jagrat. And Swapna also same kadai. Same story there also. Limitation, fear, insecurity in Swapna also. Why? Here directly buddhi is functioning. There buddhi is projecting. That's all. In Swapna also buddhi projection. And here also, buddhi directly interacting with the world. That's why, yat sattve, buddhi sattve, bhaya sattvam, samsara sattvam, bandha sattvam, buddhi abhave, sushuptau, buddhi hi eva nasti. Buddhi is not functioning in sushupti. In samadhi also, in coma also, in deep sleep, our buddhi is not functioning. Therefore, thank God. We are free from bhaya. We are free from all limitations. We are free from all types of insecurities. Why they are not there in sleep? Because buddhi is detached. It is in potential form. So now buddhi is the cause. Acharya want to say, I the Atma Sakshi Chaitanyam is buddhi vyatiriktaha. I slept well, I do not know anything, I enjoy my sleep. Because your buddhi is not functioning, therefore you have enjoyed your sleep. Otherwise you would have not enjoyed that sleep. So to enjoy your nature, your buddhi you have to keep aside. Adhikane ippo me thoonginne irukka mudiyadhu. So you have to recognize, I am Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am different from buddhi. So the buddhi lakshanam he is explaining now. He is going to explain what is the nature of this buddhi. For that one example is what? Sharkara sattve madhurya sattvam, sharkara abhave madhurya abhavaha. Sharkara means chakkara, sweet. Sweet sattve, you know, that sugar if you put, it is so sweet. If even sugar is not there, it is not sweet. Sharkara sattve. sugar sattve, sattve means in its presence. Sweet sattvam, so sweet. You don't put sweet sugar, sweet abhavaha. Sharkara sattve, madhurya sattvam, madhurya means sweet, sweetness. Sharkara abhave, absence of sugar, madhurya abhavaha, sweet absence, absence of sweet. அது மாதிரி புத்தி சத்வே பரிச்சின்னத்வம், புத்தி அபாவே பரிச்சின்ன அபாவா, தஸ்மாத் புத்தி ஏவ சம்சாரஸ்ய பரிச்சின்னஸ்ய காரணம். நவ் யூ வாண்ட் டு ஹோல்ட் ஆன் டு தட் புத்தி, ஐ ஆம் சாட்சி, ஐ ஆம் த இல்லூமினேட்டர் ஆஃப் தட் பரிச்சின்ன புத்தி, ஐ ஆம் த இல்லூமினேட்டர் ஆஃப் தட் ஃபைனைட் இன்டலெக்ட், ஐ ஹாவ் டு ரெக்கக்னைஸ். சோ அகங்கார சத்வே, புத்தி சத்வே ஆர் அகங்கார சத்வே பரிச்சேத சத்வம், தஸ்மாத் பரிச்சேதா அகங்காரஸ்ய காரணம். பரிச்சேதா லிமிடேஷன், வாய்ட்னஸ், எம்டினஸ், சம் சார்ட் ஆஃப் அனீசினஸ், ஆல் லிமிடேஷன்ஸ் வென்எவர் வேர் எவர் யூ ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சிங், தேர் ஆல் கேர் ஆஃப் Care of what? Ahankara. Belong to Ahankara address. What happened to this Ahankara in sleep? Ahankara abhave parichinna abhava. Limitation is not there. That means limitation is not my real nature. Sorrow is not my real nature. Look into the shloka. 7th shloka. சர்வாஹ, எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் இல்லூமின்டு பை சின்மாத்ர. சின்மாத்ர மீன்ஸ் சைதன்யம் அலோன். ஜோதிஷாம் ஜோதி, ஹியர் இல்லூமினேட்டர். அஹம் ஆத்மா சர்வ தேஹேஷு புத்தய ஜோதிஷா சர்வாஹ. I am the illuminator of all intellects. Buddhayaha means intellects. Intellects. Sarva deheshu, in all bodies. In all bodies, what is there? Intellect is there. So buddhayaha is plural. In all intellects which are all there in all bodies. We are all having those buddhi or not? So, you have to understand your buddhi is illumined by, illumined by means don't take like torchlight, if I put it illumines that object, don't take like that. Illumines means blessing that intellect with chaitanyam, making that buddhi sentient is called illumining the buddhi. Making the inert buddhi as sentient and to function, to think because of chaitanya. Chinmatra jyotisha, because of your consciousness alone, because your consciousness is invisible. It is not seen through our eyes. Therefore, what I have to do, understand. Intellect is functioning, you are grasping what language I am speaking, English language, middle, Tamil language. Your intellect is knowing. How it is knowing? That knowing capacity of the intellect is because of Chaitanya. Can inert intellect know? It cannot know. So the intellect is knowing the language, the subject of Upadesa Sahasri, blessed by the consciousness. That is the meaning. Chinmatra Jyotisha Sarva Buddhayaha Sarva Deheshu. In all bodies, in all intellects. Maya Yasmat Prakashyante. Maya Chinmatra Jyotisha. By me the Atma Chaitanyam. So, by me the Atma Chaitanyam means I have jumped to my Lakshyartha I. Higher I. Clear? I, the higher I, Sakshi Chaitanyam, am the illuminator of not only the intellect of this body, I am the illuminator of the intellects of all bodies. Sarva bhutatma bhutatma. I am in all bodies and illumining the intellect. This is called sarvatma bhava. I am illumining prakashyante. Yasma ya prakashyante. All intellects are illumined by me. Prakashyante. But now all your intellects are listening to Upadesha Sahasri. All your intellects knows that this is the 14th chapter and the title of the chapter. Your all intellects are knowing. That intellect knowing, who is illumining that? For example, all these objects are illumined by the tube light. Yes? All these objects in this hall, fan, mic, bench, table, all are illumined by tube light. Prakashyante. Similarly, here Atma Chaitanyam is, because of that, all intellects are prakashyante. After taking that illumination of that consciousness, then intellect is knowing. Otherwise, intellect cannot know. That's why in Keno Upanishad it is said, bodham bodham prati. In every cognition, bodham bodham prati, prati bodha viditam matam. In every cognition, consciousness is evident. In every cognition means in every knowledge, every thought, every vritti. Why it is evident? Evident to whom? Because of whom? Chaitanyam. So, if I am a jnani, if I am a wise person, what I have to say? My intellect is dull, my intellect is so sharp, I never say. I am illumining the dull intellect. I am illumining the bright intellect. Like that I should say. I am illumining the so-so intellect. So all dull so-so intellects and bright intellects are in me. I am the illuminator. So one intellect is not so bright, so what? Other intellects are bright. I am in every intellect. There is no parichinnata. So their knowledge is also my knowledge. Their ignorance is also my ignorance. I am the illuminator of that knowledge and ignorance. Maya prakashyante yasmat tasmat aham tataha aham sarvasya atma. I am the atma of everyone. Sarvasya atma. There are many intellects. As many students are here, so many intellects are there. So many objects are there. And the light is illuminating. One bulbs may be many. Electricity is only one. One electricity illuminating all objects. Two electricities are illuminating. How many electricities are illuminating in all? So many objects are there. How many electricities are illuminating in what do you say? Only one electricity illuminating all the objects. Same way you apply here also. One light-like consciousness illumining all the intellects which are like objects. All the intellects. Then that intellects are knowing other objects, external world. First, I have to illumine the intellect, then intellect borrows the illumination from me, then it becomes secondary illuminator and knows the outside objects. Then, now you want to claim buddhi or atma? You have choice anyhow. Ball is in your court. What court? Ball is in your court means it is your choice to claim you are primary illuminator or secondary illuminator. If you know the nature of primary illuminator, secondary illuminator, if you are intelligent enough, this secondary illuminator depending upon borrowed consciousness. Sometimes it illumines, sometimes it slow, dose off. But your illuminator, Sakshi Chaitanyam, never sleep, pavam. No tukkame ille, Sakshi Chaitanyam. illumining the sleeping intellect also and waking intellect also it is illumining. Claim that Satchitananda yourself. Therefore, if you claim you are the only intellect in this body, you are confined to one body with limitations. If you look at yourself as Sakshi Chaitanyam in all bodies, in all intellects, you are all pervading. You want to remain as all pervading Buddhi, or you want to own up that all pervading consciousness you are. That's what Shankaracharya asking. Decide that which has got limitations, which is the cause for all samsara, you want to claim that or you want to dissociate from that. Doodu anna theriyumo? I don't want to associate with, I make use of it, but I don't want to identify with that. That's what I have to do. I make use of that intellect, but I clearly claim that I am Sakshi Chaitanyam. I am the blessing entity of that intellect. Sarvasya Atma Aham. Beautiful verses. Next, 8th shloka.
Karanam karma karta cha. Kriya svapne phalam cha dhihi. Jagratyevam yato drushtam. Drashta tasmadatonyatham.
Now Acharya said, I am sarva vritti sakshin. Vritti means thought. That thought arises in the mind or intellect. Sarva vritti means in all bodies, in their subtle body, I am the witnesser, observer, illuminator of that vritti. Therefore, Shastra says, when Jnani says, I am Sarvajnaha, Sarvajnaha means we should not mistake. How you can become all knower? How you can become all knower? From Ahankara standpoint, nobody is all knower. From Sakshi standpoint, Sarvasya Atma Drishtya, Aham Sarvajnaha, all knower. Even Nobel laureate, the one who gets the Nobel Prize, you ask him, do you know all 14 languages, Indian languages? And I don't know. But he gets a lot of titles. Does it mean he knows all languages? However much great poet, whatever may be, they have some limitation. From Ahankara intellect standpoint, no one can become Sarvajnaha, all-knower, omniscient. But when can I claim Sarvajnaha? I am all-knower. I am all-knower from the standpoint of Sakshi Chaitanyam. Being a vritti sakshi of everyone, I am Sarvajnaha. I am all-knower. I am Sarvajnaha, omniscient. Without knowing the omniscient spelling also, I can say I am omniscient. Because being Sakshi, Vritti Sakshi of everyone, I am knowing everything. Then alone you can claim I am Sarvajnaha, all knower. Whenever Jnani says all knower means from Sakshi standpoint, not from Ahankara, Vachyartha, I standpoint. Now, in this verse, what we have come to understand in this verse, any interaction, it has got some accessories, karta, karma, karanam, like that all accessories are required. I the sakshi, ekaha, sarvagataha, until now we have got that only. Sakshi, how many sakshis are there, witnessers are there? Only one. Atma is one, therefore sakshi also is one. In every one. Sakshi is one in everyone. But Ahankara is not
one, many ahankaras. You have to remember, original face is one. 100 mirrors are there, 100 faces you are seeing. Still you can claim, because 100 mirrors are there, 100 faces are there, I have 100 faces. And I said, are you counting those 100 faces? No. In spite of seeing 100 faces around in the mirrors, your knowledge is what knowledge? Ekaha. Only one face. Only one face. That knowledge is easy. That knowledge is easy. What? Mirrors are many. My face is one. Similarly, Atma Chaitanyam is only one. Reflecting intellect mediums are many. RM1, RM2, RM3, RM4, RM5, RM6. Total level. In all of them, I am reflecting there. Original consciousness. Okay. So, what are all required for any interaction? It's a good analysis. First, for every interaction, karta is required. Kartru karakam. Karakams are required. Accessories are required. What are all karakams? First we should know. Kartru karakam. Subject is required. You know this topic. You know this topic, but just note down if you want. Kartru karakam. Karta is required. Any interaction done by whom? By me, the subject karta. Then with what I interact is called object karmakarakam. Karmakarakam. Accessories. Karma means object. Then to interact, I need karanam. Karanakarakam, instrument. Now, between you and me, the karanam is, my speech is the karanam. My speech you are listening, between you and me the interaction is going on. And you are smiling, you are looking at me, therefore I am talking. Isn't it? So, some interaction is going between karta and karma and with karanam. You are the beneficiaries. Beneficiaries also one type of karakam. Some benefit must be there through some interaction. Otherwise, why we will do karma? Sampradana karakam. The beneficiary is also one karakam. Then adhikaranam, locus, where interaction is going on, the place, adhikarana karakam. So, for every interaction, you require karakas. Then second point is, suppose any karaka, karakams are there, that kriya is required, action is required. You are all sitting here, I am sitting the subject, and you are all sitting here, I am talking to you. That talking action has to happen. Talking action has to happen. You are writing, noting down. This is also action, kriya. How it is happening? When karta is talking, some interaction is going on. That talking is an action. Writing is an action. So kriya, karaka janya kriya. Karaka janya kriya. Kriya means action. Without karakam, kriya cannot come. That is called kriya. Second point. Action comes out of accessories. Karaka janya kriya. Out of that only action comes. Either subject, object. Now I take this clip and put to that book. This is, I am putting this clip to that book means kriya. I am the subject. Clip is object. So I am doing that action. You are the subject. The fan switch is the object. You are switching on action. Like that, every action you take, some kriya is there. Without kriya, without karaka, kriya is not possible. Without kriya, karaka is useless. So you are also coming here, I am also coming here. Without talking action, what we will do? No use at all. Next class you won't come. Anyhow, Swami is sitting quietly, why I have to go? So I have to talk. No? So karaka janya kriya. Then third point is phalam. Some phalam should come, result should come. Karaka kriya janya phalam. kriya janya phalam. That kriya, by talking, by switching on that switch, you get wind, you know, fan is moving. So phalam, lot of comfort when fan is moving. That's why wherever fan is not there, student won't be there. Fan, wherever fan is there, students will sit. Why? Some phalam, I won't get sweating. I can enjoy the fan. Then switch on the light. Light is there, I can make use of it. So kriya janya phalam. Some phalam comes only, you will come to the class, some knowledge you get that phalam. I hope so. Otherwise, who will come to the class? So kriya janya phalam, coming all the way for the class, some phalam you require. Is it not? So why people do lot of exercise? And hunger should come. Hunger should come. So if hunger is there, I eat. If I eat, I get phalam. Like that, you see, from morning to till night, karaka, kriya, phalam. Karaka, janya, kriya, kriya, janya, phalam. Third point. So world is nothing but what? Karaka, janya, kriya, phalam. Whole world is nothing but karakas, kriyas and phalam. Whole world or anatma is karaka janya kriya phalam phalani. Shankaracharya used many times these words. What is anatma? Definition of anatma. Karaka janya kriya phalani anatma. Enginge karakam irukumo, wherever karakas are there, wherever kriya is there, wherever phalam is there, that is anatma. Definition of anatma. Pudu definition. So, then what is samsara? Samsara is also same. Karaka, wherever karakas are there, subject, object, karanam, sampradanam, beneficiaries, all these comes under samsara, kriya. What is happening? All kriyas only going on. Actions are only going on from morning to till night. What you do? One kriya or other. Kriya means action. And what for you do? No. Some phalam. So whole world is karaka janya kriya phalani, or anatma is karaka janya kriya phalani, or samsara is karaka janya kriya phalani. So what you want to say? Through this one topic, Acharya want to say, the whole karmakanda is refuted. Karmakanda is nothing but karaka janya kriya phalani. Whole karmakanda is negated. In jnana kanda, no karaka, no karta, no karma, no karta, no kartrutva you have to drop. Karta you have to drop. Karma you have to drop. Triputi you have to drop. Karanam you have to drop. Beneficiary you have to drop. Everything you have to drop. In jnana kanda, there is no karaka, janya, kriya, phalam at all. Moksha is not phalam? No. Shastra never say moksha as a phalam. To come in time. It is not an event. But getting knowledge is not a kriya? No. It is not a, jnanam is not a kriya at all. Jnanam is not a kriya. What about karta, I am? First you have to drop that. Karta, non, I am the doer, I am the subject, and the subject who to drop under the kahadani, you want to cast a padro. And the subject drop under, subject, object, body, mind, complex, everything is anatma. And when you come to jnana kanda, karaka, janya, kriya, phalani, you have to put in Bay of Bengal. That is what, look into sloka, karanam, karma, karta, kriya. Swapne phalam cha dhihi. So all these are because of in swapna, they are all projected by whom? Only our mind, intellect. Dhihi means antahkaranam. Vasana only projected there. Pratibhasika satyam. Swapna is real for dreamer. Dream is real for dreamer. These are all objects are there. In that dream, all objects are there? No. No single object. They are also subject, object, karanam, one elephant. You are the one who is chased by the elephant. Or you are running to climb the, to take the train. train is the object, you are running for the train to board, so you are the subject, and you are catching the train, you are running. Running is the kriya. Boarding the train is called phalam. This karta and karma, train, and running action, kriya, and boarding in the train and sitting, phalam, all are there. They are just dhihi eva. They are only in your intellect, projected. They are no object. You are not running. You are not there. Waker only dreamer. Really speaking, waker only watching the dream. There is no dreamer also really. There is no train also in dream. What is it? Dream train is real or unreal? Unreal. Running? Unreal. Boarding the train? Unreal. Getting down the train? Unreal. Station reached also? Unreal. Ippu na ketide irundha sollinde irupe. Next line you come. Same way jagrati api. First line is drishtanta. Just as in the dream they are all projected by the dhihi, intellect, even in waking state also, do you think is this separate, different from the dream? Shankaracharya is asking us, jagrati, jagratavasthayam, in waking state, evam, yataha drishta, whatever you have seen in the dream, they are not real, they are only projection by the intellect you have said, you have understood also. Understand in the same manner, in jagratavastha also, karta, karma, karanam, all these karakams, phalam, all are just like swapnam. Just as the dream objects are swapnam, karta is not there, karma is not there, karanam is not there, kriya is not there, phalam is not there in dream, you said. Similarly here also, no subject, no object, no instrument, no action, no locus, nothing is there really. When dream, subject, object and action are not there, when you say in dream you cannot say, you can never say, after waking only. Here also, in this whole entire universe, to say it is just like dream, projected by the intellect only, you can say only when uttishthata jagrata, when you wake up to your real nature, that is atma swarupam, when you falsify this body mind complex, alone you can say this is second dream. Dream number two, jagratavastha also dream number two. That means what? All waking people are as good as sleeping. All ajnani wakers, all waker ajnanis, they are all as good as sleeping. Sleeping in the sense they are all in ignorance. They are seeing another dream. In sleep only he perceives dream. Here ignorance sleep long. He sees the world. In dream, sleeping, in sleep time only dream comes. Isn't it? In sleep time only dream he experiences. Similarly, in sleep he experiences dream as real. Sleep like ignorance here. And he is sleeping ignorance. Clear? Nidra. Ajnana Nidra. This world appears as real. Even though it is like a dream, Mandukya Karika, if you study thoroughly, it is simple. If you have not done Mandukya Karika thoroughly, it is difficult. Acharya says, Gaudapada Acharya, the entire world is also like a dream only from Sakshi Atma Chaitanya Drishtya. Since we are not able to do Mithyatva Nishchayam, this world appears, still even though Swamini says, Upadesha Sahasri says, all Upanishad says, we are not able to say firmly. Look into the shloka. Drashta tasmat ataha drashta anyatha. Since that intellect alone projected the dream and the waker is not touched by the dream, he is different. Similarly, the Sakshi Chaitanyam is different from the entire universe. That intellect alone is projecting the universe. Sakshi Chaitanyam is the witnesser. Drashta, primary illuminator, is Anyatha Bhavati, other than the intellect. There vasanas are projected. Here, intellect directly projecting. That's all. Nambavee mudiyadu. Takes lot of time. You have to do lot of homework, lot of niridhyasanam, lot more you have to do. Then, only one way. Dwell in Shastra. Keep your mind always within Shastra. Then alone it is possible. For that, just as you wake up, until you wake up, is there any other method? Tell me. To falsify the dream, is there any method? Two methods, three methods are there? To falsify the dream, how many methods are there? Dream poi, dream illave illa en solradhukku enna vali irukku, ethana vali irukku, ore vali illa nanna solre alaga. Similarly, to falsify this entire universe as second dream, there are no many ways. Japa, dhyana, puja, and doing this, that and all, there are no ways at all. Only one way. Nanya pantha ayanaya vidyate. There are no many ways. Just Mahavakya Shastra, Mahavakya Shravanena. From Guru I have to repeatedly listen. Adeda vali. No other path, no other way. No, tasmat tataha. There are two readings in this second line. Tasmat tataha. Tataha means from that buddhi. From that buddhi, drashta anyatha bhavati. I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, am different from that intellect. Next verse. In 9. Mudhyani namanatmatvam. Heyopadeya rupataha. Anopadana kartatma natya jona cha grihyate. In swapna, mind assumes the form of karta, mind assumes the form of karma. Mind alone is the subject, mind alone is the object, mind alone is the instrument, mind alone is the locus in the swapna. Because there are no many karta karma differently. Only one mind alone playing so many roles. That is clear for us. Same way here also, that is mind is just a projection. Here it is using the sense organs, using that intellect and projecting all objects. Now your intellect is seeing this part. Tell me, is part is there really? There is no part. That is why we want to see every object nama rupam. Acharya takes a different method here. Heya upadeyam. For intellect, for this mind, there are certain things to be accepted, certain things to be given up. Good things are all to be taken up. Some japa, dhyanam, ashtanga yoga, all upadeyam, to be accepted. To get punya, or to do puja, all upadeyam. Certain bad things are heyam. So intellect says, no, hey, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. You know, certain things are heyam. For this mind or buddhi. And certain things, heya means to be given up, to be rejected. All the things your intellect is accepting? Your intellect is accepting all the things? No. Certain things it leaves, drops, gives up. No, I don't want. Newspaper, there are so many news columns. All news items you are reading? You don't read. Your intellect, heya, intellect says, no, I don't want this news. Certain item news columns only you upadeyam, you read. Clear? Like that, our intellect decipher all the time. Certain things to be taken, certain things not to be taken. Because it is papa karma, it is punya karma. It gives punyam, it gives papam. Therefore, I reject certain things. Certain food items I reject. Certain dress I reject. Like that, so many things I reject. So many things I take. This happens with regard to intellect. But it is not there for Sakshi Chaitanya. Look into the shloka. Buddhyadinam anatmatvam. Firmly we should understand buddhi adi. Buddhi, manasu, chitta, ahankara, karma indriyani, jnana indriyani, sola shariram, adi padat. All of them are anatma. Anatmatvena jnatavyam. One should know they are anatma. Adi padat. Kriya, karanam, karma, all of them. Karakas also, all karakas. All of them, anatma iti. Your karma indriyani comes under karanam only, no? They are all karanam, instruments. They come under karakams only. They are come under anatma. Anatmatvam. Heya upadeya rupataha. Since they are having acceptance and rejection. Acceptance during jagrat and during swapna. Certain things you accept, certain things you reject. Heya means rejection. Upadeya means acceptance. Heya upadeya rupataha. Asti. Asti to be supplied. Why buddhi is anatma? Because it is not permanent. In deep sleep, it is neither accepting anything, it is not rejecting anything. In deep sleep, your intellect accepting anything and rejecting something, or rejecting anything, accepting something, no. That means your buddhi is neither heyam nor upadeyam in sleep. That is why it is not permanent. Buddhi is not permanent. What is anityam is anatma. Since it is not permanent, therefore it is anatma. Whatever anatma, it is mithya. Whatever is mithya is not satyam. Therefore your buddhi is not satyam. Our buddhi and cholalam, your buddhi and as though my buddhi is real. Our buddhi, intellect, belongs to sukshma sariram. Sukshma sariram is mithya. Buddhi is mithya means buddhi belongs to what? Sukshma sariram. Therefore, sukshma sariram made out of 5 elements. Therefore, it is mithya, anatma. Heyopadeya rupataha. Second line. Hanopadana kartatma. Na tyajyaha na cha grihyate. This Atma Chaitanyam, which is the Kartatma. Kartatma means who is the illuminator of that buddhi which is having the quality of rejection and acceptance. I am the illuminator of that buddhi. I am the illuminator of that buddhi. In me, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, there is no acceptance and rejection. There is no acceptance or rejection. In Jagrat Avastha also I am illumining that buddhi. In Swapna also I am illumining that projected buddhi. That projecting buddhi. In sleep also I am illumining that buddhi which doesn't have heya upadeyam. And the 3 avasthas I, the Sakshi Chaitanyam, I am illumining. Therefore, I am free from heya and upadeya. In Lalita Sahasranama, heyopadeya varjita. And the heyopadeya varjita in Lalita Sahasranama, to understand, you have to come to Panchida Upadesha Sastri. Verbally you may chant, but what is heyam, what is upadeyam, what is varjita, who is that Lalita? Consciousness, Chaitanyam. Which is free from either rejection nor acceptance. I am that Sakshi Chaitanyam. Hanopadana விஷயா ந ஆத்மா. ஆத்மா இஸ் நாட் ஹான உபாதான விஷயா. During ஜாகிரத் அண்ட் ட்ரீம் ஐ தி கான்சியஸ்னஸ் ஐ ஆம் வேரிங் த கஞ்சுகம். வித் தட் கஞ்சுகம் ஐ ஆம் த கர்த்தாத்மா. கெட் த title as though I am the karta. Really speaking, I am not a karta. During jagrat and dream, as though kartatma. But really speaking, I am not the karta. Next shloka.
Sabhashyabhyantare shuddhe prajnanaikarase ghane பாஹ்யமாப்யந்தரம் சான்யத் கதம் ஹேயம் ப்ரகல்பதே.
ஆத்மா இஸ் த சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் ரிஜெக்ஷன் அண்ட் ஆக்செப்டன்ஸ். ஆத்மா இஸ் த சப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஸ் தோ. சப்ஜெக்ட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? Because of my illumination only buddhi is functioning. Therefore buddhi cannot function without me, the atma chaitanyam. Therefore temporarily I play or I put a vesham like kartatma. Kartatma like sakshi chaitanyam. Really I am not a karta, but as though karta, as though. That's why கர்த்தாத்மா ஹானோபாதான கர்த்தாத்மா ந த்யாஜ்யா ந ச க்ரிஹ்யதே. நவ் இன் திஸ் வெர்ஸ் வை ஐ எம் நாட் கம் அண்டர் தட் ரிஜெக்ஷன். த ரிஜெக்டர் கேன் நெவர் பி ரிஜெக்டட் அப்படின்னு சொல்ற. ரிஜெக்டர் கேன் நெவர் பி ரிஜெக்டட். த நெகேட்டர் கேன் நெவர் பி நெகேட்டட். த இல்யூமினேட்டர் கேன் நெவர் பி இல்யூமின்டு. நல்லா தெரியும் டைலாக்ஸ். ஓகே. ஐ தி ஆத்மா, லுக் இன் டு த செகண்ட் லைன் ஃபர்ஸ்ட். கதம் அன்யத் பிரகல்பியதே. ஹவு கேன் எனிதிங் எல்ஸ் கேன் பி இமேஜின்ட்? பிரகல்பியதே மீன்ஸ் இமேஜின்ட். ஹவு கேன் அனாத்மா ஆர் எனிதிங் எல்ஸ், அன்யத் மீன்ஸ் அனாத்மா ஆர் எனிதிங் எல்ஸ், can be imagined, prakalpyate. Where? Vashyabhyantaram, inside and outside. Heyam and upadeyam, to be accepted, to be given up. Heyam is there, upadeyam you have to supply, second line now. Heyam, to be given up, or to be received, or to be accepted. உபாதேயம் செகண்ட் லைன், ஹேயம் ஆஃப்டர்வர்ட்ஸ், உபாதேயம் இஸ் சப்ளை. கதம் அன்யத் பாஹ்யாபியந்தரம், பாஹ்ய மீன்ஸ் எக்ஸ்டர்னல், அந்தரம் மீன்ஸ் இன்டர்னல். ஹவு கேன் எனிதிங் எல்ஸ் கேன் பி ரிஜெக்டட் ஆர் ஆக்செப்டட் எதர் இன்சைட் ஆர் அவுட் சைட். ஹவு எனிதிங் கேன் பி ஆக்செப்டட் ஆர் ரிஜெக்டட் எதர் இன்சைட் ஆர் அவுட் சைட். வை? Why you cannot accept anything else, any anatma you cannot accept either inside or outside? How you cannot imagine? First line answer. Sabhashyabhyantare shuddhe prajnani aikarase ghane. How one can imagine anything else, to be given up, to be accepted? How is it possible upon that Atma Chaitanyam? In the previous sloka, Natyajyaha Nahi Grihyate, he said. Why? Because Atma is Aprano Shamana Subraha Sabhasya Abhyantaro Hejaha Mundakopanishad. There we saw Divyosya Murta Purushaha Sabhasya Abhyantaro Hejaha. I am the Atma who is inside and outside also. Where is the question of accepting and rejecting? Every acceptance and rejection going in me, the Atma. Sabhasya Abhyantaraha. Aheyam anupadeyam, I the Atma am not giveable. Not giveable, in English, okay. It cannot be given up. It cannot be accepted, anything. The rejection cannot be there and the acceptance also cannot be there. In what? Sabhakshyabhyantare. In that Atma which is inside and outside. Bhakshyena abhyantarena sahavartate iti sabhakshyabhyantaraha. Sabhakshyabhyantare. In that Atma which is inside and outside. It is inside also, antara also, it is outside also. In that, everywhere Atma is there. If it is not here, so if I reject, so from me it can go there. I reject something. To accept something, if I don't have something, I have to accept something. All pervading Sakshi Chaitanyam, in that which is inside and outside, everywhere it is there. How can you accept something? How can you imagine something to accept or reject? Is it possible? Can you push the space outside the hall? You push the space in. You cannot push the space. Outside also space is there. Can you push the outside space inside? You cannot push also. Why? Space is already there inside. Therefore, there is no pushing or rejecting or accepting anything. Shuddhe, pure Chaitanye, Prajnane, pure consciousness, in pure consciousness. Ekarase, which is homogeneous, one homogeneous universal consciousness. In that, you cannot reject anything, you cannot accept anything. Every acceptance, every rejection is going on in Atma Chaitanyam. Ghane means mass of consciousness. Sajatiya, vijatiya, svagata, bheda, rahitaha. In that consciousness, everything is floating. Okay? In mass of consciousness, prajnana, ghana, eka, rasa, consciousness, chaitanya, sarva, nama, rupa, appearing, disappearing. Appearing, disappearing. It is appearing now. Go home and eat and sleep off. Then what happens? Disappears. Again tomorrow morning, appears. Again evening, night, disappears. In what? In consciousness. Who is that consciousness? Me. So in me, the consciousness, all names and forms are appearing. All names and forms are disappearing. Who can have this rejection and acceptance something in me? All heya upadeya happening in me, the Atma. Really speaking, can anyone reject Atma? Can anyone accept Atma? Okay, Swami, I accept Atma, what you are talking. Or I reject that. You are in Atma. You cannot reject Atma, you cannot accept Atma, you are Atma. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi. Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi. Om.